Check that out.
On the paperwork, it's showing from 19 to 21, so it'd be a 3-year term.
On the paperwork, it's showing from 19 to 21?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of 19, to the end of 20, to the end of 21, to the all of 19, then 20, then 21.
So it'd be 3-year.
Okay, this is 19 right now.
Yep.
And so Kathy, I'm looking at this, the one that doesn't want to run again.
Right.
She was reappointed in December 31st, 2015. So they did on the 31st instead of the 1st. Okay. So it'd be 21, no.
She was reappointed on December 31st of 2015.
Uh-huh.
So instead of waiting until 16 the first, yeah.
So it'd be 22, wouldn't it? If we want them.
You'd reappoint 1-1 of 22. The term would end 12-31 of 21. If it's a 3-year term.
Top.
Yeah, all
the term expiration 12-30. Look at the very top of that page. What does that mean to you?
Which one? This one or this one?
No, the other. Yeah, that thing.
What term expiration? What do you think she means for that? Of 2020.
That's here you go. Look here. That's for Ms. Lashley, Mr. Ingram, and Ms. Barton.
Just for them.
And then it says term expiration 12-30-18.
Okay.
This is an older, but yep, that's why. And then that they have it offset in who expires when.
So do we agree 2021?
Yep.
Yep.
Move to appoint Chuck O'Day, Dean Porter, and Tim Connell to the SB 40 board for a 3-year term beginning 1-14 of 2019, ending on 12-31 of 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Huh?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Personal property add-on report.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property add-on report as presented by County Clerk.
Second discussion.
I've got a second with discussion.
I'd like for to say for December 2018.
And then my motion to state specifically December of 2018.
Second.
You have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Treasurer's annual report.
She was just here.
She probably saw she forgot something in her office to get it, I'm guessing.
Can we go to the next one?
We can move down and then come back. So let's move on down to.
You might want the first one before.
Let's go to field dirt agreement then.
Can I do the field dirt?
All right, let's move on to the field dirt agreement. Oh, never mind. We're going to go back to the treasurer's annual report.
Sorry about
that. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm here to present my final settlement and investment report per state statute 54-150. As you can see in the report, the first one shows all the fund balances plus the breakdown for each fund, beginning with balances as of January 1st, 2018, revenues, expenditures, and ending balances per fund as of December 31st, 2018. The grand total of all the funds is $36,956,299.35. I've also included in there all of the beginning balances as of January 1st, 2019. And then the last report lists all the financial institutions that hold all of Taney County certificates of deposits in agencies. So the total cash in the cash account was $6,963,652.66. The certificate of deposit was $29,745,135.89. And then all investment or agencies investments was $247,510.80. With a grand total of $36,956,299.35. I had emailed the first portion after I balanced to all of you about a week or so ago. If you have any questions for me.
So on the first page, where it's got GCR fund balance, the $6,800,000, is that what we began it with, the beginning?
That would have been the 6,836. That was the beginning of 2018.
So now, beginning of 2019, it is
the 6,163,68.92.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yep. On your investments.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these older date purchase, then they're going to mature here pretty quick. Just out of curiosity, what kind of interest rates are they quoting to you now? Do you know? Looks like some of the newer ones in the threes.
Three, and then some of it's kind of dropped back off. I have some that's coming this week that's 2.75.
But the majority of the ones we did in 16 were all on the ones.
Yes.
So we'll go.
I'm getting above two on every.
I say we'll get probably a point and a half increase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interest went up again in December, didn't it?
Yep. But yeah, all these 2016, they're all coming in at that 1.1, 1.15, 1.2. And then you can look at the ones in the end of last year, 3.25, 3.15. So some of those are even at 2 points higher than.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. This needs to be entered into the record.
Yeah. Move to accept and enter into the record the final settlement and investment report as of December 31st, 2018, as presented by Melanie Smith, Taney County Treasurer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we'll take up Taney County Auditor and Treasurer presenting the 2018 final year-end budget numbers.
Good morning, Commission. I'm presenting you to you the final 2019 Taney County budget, which shows accurate 2018 revenue figures and correcting clerical errors, which gives you enough accurate projection of the revenues and expenditures anticipated for the calendar year 2019. With the help of the treasurer, Melanie Smith, and guidance of the you guys, the commission, and the help of Joanna Jasper, I feel certain that the 2019 Taney County budget, as presented to you, is ready for your review and acceptance. The general county revenue budget showed a reserve at the end of the calendar year of $6,160,368.92. Anticipated revenues for 2019 are $14,427,280.63, and the anticipated expenditures are $16,535,465.56. The projection shows that the county will spend more than anticipated revenues. But upon review of the commission's projected expenditures, it is important to note that there are capital improvement projects set forth in the 2019 year to better Taney County's growth and provide a cleaner county. I'm honored to be the new Taney County Auditor. I'm looking forward to working alongside the Taney County Commission and the Taney County office holders. And this is the budget we are wanting to present to you too.
I've looked over all the figures with David, and we have the final.
Just the final, final accurate numbers. One thing I'd like to add to that, not only the capital improvements, but there's also, and I know you know this, but just kind of for the record and for Mr. Church, there's roughly $1.5 million to $2 million that we know we're not going to spend, but we have in there simply because of statutes that you have to have an emergency fund of this, a contingency fund of this, and so just wanted to make that clear that it's not going to be an overspending of what, $2.3 million. That's not the case. So
that's the contingency, the emergency being the capital
improvements, and then well, like the equipment line this year. Well, we have 100-some-odd thousand in there, and we'd used not even half of it. I mean, I don't remember specifics, but so there's things like that, that, and there's ones that do go over a little too. So, but overall, we're still pretty healthy. We've already voted and approved it. You just need signatures, or what are you guys doing?
We have a new appropriation page for you to re-sign everything, and with the new beginning balances after I had to put in all the revenues for December.
How do you guys want to?
You can leave it and you can do it later.
Well, do you want something entered into the record? Do you want something?
We could note on this date that we've approved the figures as presented.
Correct.
And sign a new appropriation change.
So how do you want to make,
you want to make a motion, Mrs. Wyatt?
I make a motion that we approve the figures as presented for the budget. 2019, and we'll sign the appropriation page on January 14th, 2019.
Second. And a second. All in favor?
Huh?
Aye. Motion carried. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fill dirt agreement.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a fifth copy of the fill dirt agreement.
Who's it with?
Marcus Bartlett. Yeah, Marcus Bartlett.
Is there just one?
Just one.
It should have been unlimited, wouldn't it?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's
one group, yeah. Move to approve the field agreement by between Taney County and Marcus Bartlett.
Second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.